question was asked regarding adjusting timers on Yom Tov, especially when you have a 3-day Yom Tov. So sometimes people might need to adjust timers that they have. So obviously anything that is digital, a person cannot touch. So if it's digital, then there's nothing you can do. If it's manual timers that a person can adjust, now, especially on Yom Tov, one is allowed to make the time earlier or later. In other words, if something is on, you could make it if let's say the light is on a timer and you want it to stay on longer, you for sure can do that. If you want it to go off earlier, you can also do that. As long as you do not by mistake turn it off. You have to give it enough time that it would go off by itself. So if it's supposed to go off in 2 hours, you could make it go off in 1 hour. By the same token, if the timer is supposed to turn it on, it is off now. Supposed to turn it on, you could make it go on later. That means stay off longer. Or you could make it go on earlier. All of this on Yom Tov, it is mutar to do. It is different than Shabbat. On Yom Tov, you could make it go on earlier. You could make it go on later. You could make it go off earlier or off later. As long as your timer is manual and you're careful that by adjusting it, you're not going to turn off the light or turn on the light, you're allowed to do. When the timer is off, you could also turn on or off the switch. Let's say there's a light that is on a timer and the timer is going to make the light come on, turn on. But you don't want that. So while the timer is still off, while the light is still off, you could go and turn off the switch of the light. This way, even when the timer sets the light on, the light will not turn on because you already turned off the switch. Because at the time that you turn off the switch, you're really not doing anything because there is no current running through the wires right now anyway. So that you're allowed to do. And that makes no difference whether you have the timer on a light or you have the timer, as we said, on a stove, that the stove is going to come on and go, or on a hot plate, or on a some kind of a burner, electrical burner, that you could adjust all these things based on the timer. Any questions on this? I hope the people who asked the question, this clarified it for them.
Just, what's the reason for that? I was wondering.
What's the reason for ability to be able to adjust?
Yes.
Because on Yom Tov, on Shabbat, Gram Kibui and Gram Havara is Asur. To cause something to go on, fire to go on, or to cause a fire to go off is Asur. To cause something to go on, to cause fire to go on is Asur. To cause fire to go off is also Asur. Chachamim only allowed it b'makom hefsed merube. But otherwise it's Asur. On Yom Tov, Gram Kibui or Gram Havara is Mutar. Since on Yom Tov it is mutar to cause the fire to turn on or cause the fire to turn off, here also adjusting the timer is even better than a grammar. Adjusting the timer on Shabbat, Rav Ovadia allows, as long as, well, if you want the light to come on earlier or to turn off earlier, Rav Ovadia allows it, the Tzorech Mitzvah. If you want it to stay in the status as it is, meaning it's off, you want it to stay off longer, go on later, or it's on, you want it to stay on longer and go off later, that you're allowed to do even if it's not a tzorech mitzvah on Shabbat. But to change the status earlier, you could do that letzorech mitzvah, Rav Ovadia says. On Yom Tov, you can do that even if it's not letzorech mitzvah, because since on Yom Tov, Gram Kibui and Gram Havara is mutar to begin with, so then causing it through the, you know, through the timer, you're allowed to do even shelo letzorech mitzvah. So that you're allowed to do. But again, if it's digital, you cannot do that, because at the moment that you're dealing with digital, you're actually dealing with electricity. Okay.
Means on Yom Tov you could do, turn it on, turn it off, earlier or later.
Make it go on earlier. Make it go off later. It's supposed to go on. It's supposed to go off. You just make it go on earlier or later. Yes, that you could do. Okay.
Thank you.
Sure. Next point. Next point, and I'm sure it will come up. It hasn't, nobody asked about it yet. Is regarding, the 3-day Yom Tov now, especially Shabbat coming after Yom Tov, is regarding taking a shower on Yom Tov. We have spoken about this in the past. And it's something to keep in mind, so no mistakes would come out of it. The halacha is that it is asur on Yom Tov to wash oneself with the water that was heated on Yom Tov. Doesn't matter why that water was heated. Whether you heated that water to wash yourself with, or you heated that water to cook, to drink tea. Once that water was heated on Yom Tov, one is not allowed to wash his entire body, even part by part, on Yom Tov. Certain parts of the body that needs to be cleaned, that could be washed with the water that was heated on Yom Tov. That's rule number one. So any water that was heated on Yom Tov itself cannot be used on that same Yom Tov to wash the entire body, even parts by part, on Yom Tov. If the water was heated the day before, in our situation, if the water was heated on Wednesday, and a person wants to wash his body with it on Thursday Yom Tov, on Thursday, or if the water was heated on Thursday, Thursday Yom Tov, a person wants to wash his body with it on Friday, second day Yom Tov, that is mutar. It is mutar to wash oneself with water that was heated from before Yom Tov. Before Yom Tov means from Chol to Yom Tov. It also means from Yom Tov Rishon to Yom Tov Sheni. Rosh Hashanah is not like that. The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is considered like one long day, so therefore you do not deal with it as Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni. But that's Rosh Hashanah. All other Yomim Tovim, if water was heated on the first day of Yom Tov, one can use it to wash himself with on the second day of Yom Tov. Now, that has limited practical application. Because if a person takes a shower on the second night of Yom Tov, based on the fact that the water was heated on the first day, now it's the second night, it's the Yom Tov Sheni now, he can use that water to wash his whole entire body. But only a couple of people could take a shower like that. Because after a couple of people take a shower, then the water that's in the boiler now, all got heated today now, on Yom Tov Sheni. Because any water that was heated before was used up, or majority of it was used up in one or two or three people take a shower. And then any water that's in the boiler is the water that was heated today. One cannot bathe with it, wash his entire body with it on Yom Tov. So it's only a limited application. If only a couple of people want to take a shower and not use so much hot water, this way the water that's in the tank still was heated on the day before, then they could do that. Also, people who live in apartment buildings are going to have problems, because as soon as the beginning of Yom Tov comes, as soon as that night some people in the building take showers, then the water is already changed to new water. So if they want to take a shower in apartment buildings, they have to grab it as soon as the second night of Yom Tov starts. Because a couple of hours later, it could be a whole bunch of people already taking showers, and the water in the boiler has already changed to the water that was heated on that same day. This is condition number one, that the only way that a person could wash his entire body with hot water is with the water that was heated from before Yom Tov. Second condition of taking a shower on Yom Tov is you gotta make sure no hair comes off. So men who have body hair, and by rubbing themselves, hair definitely comes off, they would have a problem. Ladies, if they want to wash their hair, or men, if they want to wash their hair, they're going to have problems with that, because definitely hair would fall out. So they have to be very careful not to rub the areas that have hair, head, or, you know, body hair. You can't rub your hands on it because hair would come off. A third problem is a sechita problem. Ladies who have long hair, or men who have hair and they want to, wash their hair, you have to make sure not to cause a sechita of, you know, getting water out of their hair. So that's a third problem. And all of these things is, if a person wants, you know, could use a liquid soap. Because to use a soap bar, a bar of soap, would have a whole machloket of other acharonim, if it's mutar or not. Ravadi allows it, but other acharonim don't. So if a person feels very uncomfortable and he wants to take a shower on Yom Tov, he has a whole bunch of conditions to meet. First, the water could not have been heated today. Second, he's going to have to make sure not to pull out any hair, which is very difficult. And third, they have to make sure there's no sechita that takes place. And fourth, better to use liquid soap. Now, what I would usually recommend is that even if there is not enough hot water inside the boiler to be able to wash, meaning there's not enough water from today, not from yesterday, whatever water is in there is from today. So what a person can do is a person can wash different areas, limited areas of his body. You could stand in the bathtub and use either the hand shower or the shower to wash your feet, or to wash under your armpits, where places that a person sweats, around the neck. And those areas, a few areas, which is not the majority of the body, could be washed even with water that was heated on Yom Tov. Chazal call it panav yadav v'raglav. Face and hands and feet. Or for that matter, any minimal areas of the body that needs to be washed. Men or ladies, makes no difference. The areas that need to be washed, which is the minority, of the body. So if you want to do that, this way you could avoid the areas that have hair, you know, or you be careful. And even if you want to wash under your armpits and there is some hair there, so you could be very careful, you know, as you put some soap or shampoo there and rinse it off. Those areas you could wash. Once you wash those areas, when you walk out of the shower, you feel refreshed. Even though your entire body is not washed, you already feel refreshed. So if you want to do something, do it like that. This way you won't have to take a full shower. And you don't have to deal with all those sechitas and hot water on Yom Tov and all those things. But you got to be very careful again about sechita, about pulling out hair. But that could be done. especially on a 3-day Yom Tov, before Shabbat, you could just wash your feet and hand, armpits around the neck and face, and the rest of the body would feel refreshed like that anyway. Questions?
From the first day of Yom Tov, you could wash, on the second day, you could wash your whole body if the water warm up on the first day?
Yes. Again, you got to be careful with your hair, but otherwise, yes, you could do that.
Quick question. The hot water, usually when certain amount of the water comes out of it, like maybe I would say 10-15 gallons, especially newer ones, much less has a sensor, it turns on right away. But it takes time that he mixed the water. So is that considered when he turns on? That means we have to stop taking shower. So that means only one person could take a shower. Or we could wait that finish whole tank and the newer water, we're just not using it. So like 40 gallon, whatever gallon we have. I mean, just approximately. So what would be the...
Right, the second one. Since you have all that, I call it 40, right? 40 gallons. Since you have 40 gallons of water that's already heated up, you could use those 40 gallons of water or equivalent of that.
Even turns on.
Even though the water turns on. Correct. Because Rav Ovadia says when it turns on, it's a groma. So there's no problem of turning on the fire because the fire goes on bederach groma. But that fire does not really so much heat up. It heats up the new water. But that you could consider as if, you know, because it's hard to differentiate which one is new, which one is old. But Lemasa, you're not really benefiting from the new water that's being heated up. The way I understand, the way I understand the boilers, the water that comes out of the boiler comes out of the top of it, right? And the new water that goes in the bottom of it. Am I right?
That's right.
Right. So therefore the cold water that's in the bottom remains in the bottom, and therefore it pushes all the hot water, which is hot and lighter on top, to go out first. So you could imagine 30 gallons, 40 gallons, whatever is the capacity of the boiler, that water gets used first before the new water gets to the top.
One more question. Rabbi mentioned if you just soap it, the hair falls off. What if you just wash only with the water and it falls off with just the pressure of the water?
That's not a problem. That is, it's a davar shenu mitkaven. It's not a pesik reisha that the hair would fall off by water. But when you rub, then it becomes a pesik reisha. That's a problem. As long as not a pesik reisha, it's davar shenu mitkaven, which means there's a possibility that hair might fall off, might not fall off. That's fine. But once a person does a certain action that the hair definitely falls off, then becomes a problem. That's why I said that you could even wash under your armpit, because if you do it gently there, it's not a pesik reisha that hair would fall off.
Thank you.
What is the halacha with tankless?
No, tankless becomes a problem because it's instant hot water. So any water that you use is being heated on Yom Tov. That water you could use to wash your hands, face and feet. Those parts that I mentioned before, just, you know, a few parts of the body could be used, could be washed with a tankless boiler. There's no problem of Havara because on Yom Tov there's no Havara. These have pilots probably. They have gas pilots, I would imagine. If it has gas pilots, using it on Yom Tov is not a problem. If it has electrical pilots, which means that you turn it on and electricity goes on right away, it becomes a problem because it's not considered groma if it happens right away.
So for those people who live in apartments, I don't know what kind of boiler we have for
for the apartment system.
No, apartments for sure have tanks.
Really?
Apartments for sure have tanks. Because tankless does not suffice, that does not provide enough hot water for the whole apartment. They definitely have tanks. These tankless ones are used in the houses. Sorry?
So we can use the hot water then?
If you're in an apartment, yes, immediately after Yom Tov starts, you could use it. Before everybody used it and finished it.
No, just to wash our hands and stuff like that.
Oh, for sure, yes, not a problem. Yes, that you could do. Again, hands, hand, feet, face, or any area that needs to be washed, as long as it is the minority of the body.
Thank you.
Arab.
Bechavod.
Question. I understand it's not, if you rub your armpit, under your armpit gently, it's not, you're not gonna, pull out any hairs, but why is that not sechita?
Because not sechita, you don't have such a big, a concentration of hair under the armpit that would catch water, that would be sechita. Sechita, you're talking about, like a hair on the head that, that really catch, captures water. The hair under the armpit does not really catch. Yeah.
And you can dry yourself regularly without drying yourself?
No, you could dry yourself very gently. Again, when you rub towel on your body, you pull out hair. Also, you might do sechita. You just wrap the towel around you and wait 2 seconds. You'll dry. Not a big deal.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Rabotai, I will start a bit.